This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will look at Colorado law enforcement agencies on sharing information with federal immigration. A Mesa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a woman for a traffic violation and shared her information with federal immigration agents. That could be a violation of state law. Here is State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
We don't have the ability to control what ICE does or does not do. What we can do is to ensure that we are enforcing what state or local employees are doing.
Weiser said he will look at the Vail Police Department, the Eagle County Sheriff's Office, and the State Patrol. A former state senator who resigned during an ethics investigation is now charged with attempting to influence a public official. Democrat Sonia Jaquez Lewis was the subject of mistreatment complaints from her staff. The legislature's ethics committee found that at least one letter of support submitted by Jaquez Lewis was fabricated. At the time, she told the Colorado Sun that the letter was submitted accidentally. The Denver district attorney would not confirm to the Sun whether the charges against Jaquez Lewis are related to the ethics case. A federal judge has blocked cuts to Planned Parenthood affiliates that don't provide abortions or don't amass Medicaid reimbursements of more than $800,000 a year. Despite that partial court victory, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says Medicaid patients cannot get services at its centers. The group's president is Adrian Manzanares.
One of the first things we have to do is get rid of a law in Colorado that prohibits patients on Medicaid from using a provider of their choice and paying for it out of pocket.
Colorado's governor says the verdict is in on plans for a walkway outside the state capitol. He's been pushing for the project, but he'll change his position after hearing from other Coloradans.
To me, that is a very clear message, and I'm going to commit myself to opposing this and making sure it doesn't move forward.
More from the governor on the pedestrian bridge that now may not happen is later in this hour. It's 8:06, and this is CPR News.